Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and it will be a busy day with a packed consent calendar along with a long list of hearing items. The Board will consider whether or not to raise the salary of the Treasurer Tax Collector, Dan Foulkes, by 5% due to an increase in job responsibilities now that the Revenue Recovery Division has been moved to his department. The Supes will also consider a ballot measure that would create a Department of Finance that would consolidate the Treasurer with the Auditor Controller's Office. If the Board agrees a ballot measure is needed, voters will decide in November whether or not to consolidate the two departments, but also whether or not any new Director of Finance should be an elected position or one made by appointment. The Board is also expected to approve a ballot measure for a commercial marijuana tax that would be used to fund general county services. If approved, voters will decide on a tax schedule of $1 per square foot for outdoor grows, $2 for mixed-use grows, and $3 per square foot for indoor grows. The supervisors will also decide whether to increase fees for an environmental report performed by a contract engineering company for alterations to be made to buildings at the Scotia Mill site. The fee increase would go from $120,000 to $235,000 and would be borne by Humboldt Redwood, which recently purchased the mill. The probation department is looking for approval for $72,000 that would be used for reimbursement of local law enforcement agencies who assist probation with the apprehension of those wanted on warrants for probation or parole violations. The Board will honor local businessman Steve Justice for his local work, including his work with Eureka Rotary, approve a lease agreement with Ramones for the airport location, and decide whether to approve more than $350,000 in supplemental budget appropriations for the Sheriff's Office to purchase new screening equipment. The Sheriff's Office is investigating a boating accident on the Klamath River in northern Humboldt that saw six people dumped into the water and a seventh, a 63-year-old man, go missing. The incident occurred on Friday afternoon when one boat became disabled and three occupants were dumped into the water. The second boat came to assist, and the fast-moving river capsized that craft as well, and four more boaters ended up in the river. Six of those people were able to make it to the shore, but the seventh is presumed missing. A search of the river on both Saturday and Sunday was fruitless, and search parties were out again yesterday. One of the boats sank to the bottom of the river, while the second capsized boat was recovered and pulled to shore. Jordan Christmas has news from Mendocino County.
An autopsy has been scheduled on the body of a 56-year-old Santa Rosa man who went missing over the weekend while on vacation in Mendocino County. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office received a missing persons report from the wife of 56-year-old Benedict Pearson after he went for a walk in the woods north of Little Lake Road on Friday night with the intention of returning within the hour. And deputies along with Pearson's wife searched the area until the early morning, but he was nowhere to be found. The search continued on Saturday morning and personnel located Pearson's body. Foul play is not considered as a factor in his death.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's an issue that's part of the seedy underbelly of a black market marijuana economy, and one that rarely makes headlines because it's a criminal issue that is difficult to not only report, but also prosecute. District Attorney Maggie Fleming talked about unreported sexual assaults primarily committed against young women who come from out of the area to work as trimmers or do other jobs at remote marijuana grow sites. Fleming said that many have no clue what to expect.
What we know from one of our last cases is that a number of young women come to this area because it sounds like a fun job for a few months. That's sort of how it's suggested, and they don't realize how isolated some of the grows are. They don't realize, you don't even have cell phone coverage. They get there and are sexually assaulted and have a fear of reporting it.
Fleming pointed out that many victims will never contact police because of the nature of their work. Another issue could be immigration status.
So we know it's an underreported problem. And we also know that this is true for other communities as well. That is, we have folks who come here from other countries who are similarly concerned about what might happen to them if they report, meaning either their immigration status or something else. So that is a significant problem that we're trying to address.
You can listen to DA Maggie Fleming discuss this and other issues on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.